Welcome to The Sting of Stang, conducted by the William Wallace of the American media. Alan Stang, exposing the propaganda pimps of the prostitute national press, from Rush Limbaugh to the communist broadcasting system, uncovering the conspiracy for world government, its tactics, its purposes, and its players, from George W. Bush, John McCain, and Hussein Obama on down. Now, here is author, patriot, raconteur, and bon vivant, Alan Stang.
And thank you. Thank you, Dick Fatherly, Billboard Magazine's Personality of the Year. Welcome to the program, ladies and gentlemen, across America and around the world. This is Alan Stang. And another demonstration of my contention that there is no more law. This whole concept of law that we've had here in the United States, and I guess in most of the rest of the world, is gone. The idea that law written on a piece of paper in a book that you can consult, law that everyone in the jurisdiction of the law must obey, has been utterly savaged, utterly destroyed. What counts is what you can get away with. If you can get away with it, it's right. If you can't, it's wrong. That's how you know. That's how you judge your actions these days. Here's the latest example of what I'm talking about. And of course, as you probably have already suspected, we're talking about the ruling by this judge no one had ever heard of before, Surik in Philadelphia. He rules on the Philip Berg case. Remember, Philip Berg, Democrat Party official, Democrat Party office holder, attorney for many decades there in Philadelphia, authorized to practice before the U.S. Supreme Court. Phil Berg demanding proof from Senator Hussein that Senator Hussein is actually qualified to be president, demanding proof that Senator Hussein is a natural-born citizen, which, of course, is one of the requirements for president. Senator Hussein refusing to produce that proof. And now here comes this past Friday, here comes Judge Surik, and he rules against Philip Berg. He says Philip Berg cannot win in this suit. He strikes down the Berg contentions, and he rules in favor of Senator Hussein. Why did, on what grounds did Judge Surik deny the contentions in court of Philip Berg? Well, what reasons did Judge Surik give? You're not going to believe this. Judge Surik strikes down the Philip Berg contentions for a typically incredible reason. If you haven't heard this yet, if you have not heard this yet, your mouth will fall open when you hear me describe it to you. It's typically unbelievable, and to tell you the truth, I cannot find words. I don't know really what words to use to describe this ruling by the judge. This is the judge in Philadelphia, in federal court, because the judge says that U.S. citizens have no standing to demand proof. Voters have no standing to demand such proof from a candidate. Let's take a quick break. We'll be back with more in a moment. Stay with me.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Let me tell you why I take Beta Prostate. As a man, I know my chances of having an enlarged prostate is pretty good. As a matter of fact, by the age of 40, our prostate can swell to the size of an apricot. And by age 60, our prostate can enlarge to the size of a lemon. Now, your prostate is right next to your bladder, so this is the main reason why men are up all night going to the bathroom. A good night's sleep is important for every man and their wives, since every time you wake up, she wakes up. So what do? You see your doctor for checkups, eat a healthy diet, and take what I take. It's called Beta Prostate, and it's a natural supplement that helps maintain prostate health. Over 2 million bottles of Beta Prostate have been sold. Why? Because it works. Try it free today by calling 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. Don't put this call off until tomorrow. Try it free today. Dial 1-800-362-5848.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
Here again, Alan Stang.
Our telephone number, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to come aboard today's edition of the Sting of Stang, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. If you would like to come aboard today's edition. The judge says this. He says, voters do not have standing to bring the sort of challenge that plaintiff attempts to bring. Voters do not have standing to bring the sort of challenge that plaintiff attempts to bring. So let's see. Philip Berg, Democrat Party official, attorney, American voter in Philadelphia, he has no standing to bring this sort of challenge. You, wherever you are listening to me here in the United States, if you're a voter, you're planning to vote in the upcoming election next Tuesday, a week, you do not have standing. None of us has standing. Well, if Berg does not have standing, if you don't have standing, if I do not have standing, who does? Is the question Phil Berg asks. Can you believe this? Again, I warned you, you would find this difficult to believe. So what this means in effect is that anybody can present himself, somebody can present himself who can't speak English, who is obviously not a citizen himself. He can run for president, and we do not have the right to ask him to present proof that he's qualified for the job. You know, it says in the Constitution, for example, it says you must be 35 years old to be president. Well, the implication there is that if a question arises, the people have the right to see proof that a candidate is 35 years old. And likewise, that a candidate is a natural born citizen. According to this federal judge, though, that's not the case. The judge says Berg has no standing. He would suffer no damages. So the judge is saying that if someone who is not qualified to be president somehow gets into the position, we, you and I, would not be damaged. Berg is appealing immediately to the U.S. Supreme Court. He's bypassing the Court of Appeals. He's going straight to the U.S. Supreme Court. Philip Berg himself says, this is a question of who has standing to uphold our Constitution. If I don't have standing, says Berg, if I don't have standing, if you don't have standing, if your neighbor does not have standing to question the eligibility of an individual to be president of the United States, the commander-in-chief, the most powerful person in the world, then who does? It's a heck of a question. So anyone, says Phil Berg, can just claim to be eligible for Congress or the presidency without having their legal status, age, or citizenship questioned. Now, there are similar qualifications. This is a good point. There are similar qualifications for election to the Congress, to the House, or to the Senate. And it would be logical to assume that if this ruling is allowed to stand, we would not have standing, you and I, to question someone's eligibility for service in the Congress. Can you imagine the chaos this judge is telling us we have to install? You're talking about anarchy, a version of anarchy. Of course, it's perfectly reasonable to speculate that this judge, I use the term with some reluctance, this judge, Surik, that he received a call from someone in the middle of the night. And the call contained his instructions. Hey, pal, this is the way you will rule. Because remember, these judges are politicians these days. They are politicians as much as they are judges. Now, meanwhile, there are people in Honolulu who are demanding to look at Senator Hussein's birth certificate. Now, again, this would be perfectly legitimate, would it not? The man says he's qualified. You and I, expected to vote next week on his qualifications, have the right to see them, don't we? In a way, this would be tantamount to a guy coming into your business, demanding to be hired. You ask to see his credentials, His resume, he won't show it to you, but still demands that you hire him. And so in Hawaii, in Honolulu, the reason for Honolulu, of course, is Hussein claims that that's where he was born. And so there are people there in Honolulu who are demanding that the state of Hawaii release the birth certificate. But the governor of Hawaii these days is someone named Linda Lingle. Linda Lingle. This is not a joke. That is her name, Linda Lingle. And it says here that she is a Republican. But Linda Lingle has issued a ruling denying a request in writing for Hussein's birth certificate. According to the governor, in order to spring the birth certificate, you have to have a direct and tangible interest in that birth certificate. And so again, we're being told that we do not have a direct and tangible interest in this situation. And so the birth certificate has been sequestered. According to the governor's office, to get a copy of an original birth certificate, you must be either the person named on the certificate, the spouse or parent of the registrant, a descendant of the registrant, a person having a common ancestor with the registrant, a legal guardian of the registrant, or a person or agency acting on behalf of the registrant. And since we, you and I, are none of those, we are not allowed to have the birth certificate. It's been sequestered. Now, imagine the political effect. This would be absolute dynamite, it seems to me. Suppose at this point, you wonder why he's let this go on so long, but suppose at this point Senator Hussein releases the birth certificate. All of us can look at it. It comes out of the vault there in Honolulu, and it proves incontrovertibly that that's where he was born, in Honolulu. Can you imagine the political fallout? Hussein would be totally vindicated. All of the people who told us that he is an illegal alien would wind up with a three-egg omelet on their faces. It would totally destroy the issue and give Hussein a big bump. But he refuses to do that. And so, since he refuses to do that, the only possible explanation that occurs to me, what do you think? Does anything else occur to you? I can't think of any other reason than that he is, as Phil Berg says he is, an illegal alien. That is correct. Senator Hussein, we are being asked to elect a man who is not just a communist, but who is also an illegal alien. Further along this point, by the way, his grandmother, remember, his grandmother has said more than once that she was present when he was born at the Coast Provincial Hospital in Mombasa in Kenya. In fact, Philberg has a tape, he says. He has a tape of grandma, that it would be his paternal grandma, has a tape of her saying that. Of course, not in English, it has to be translated apparently, saying that she was present when he was born there in Kenya. Let's take another break. We'll be back with more in a moment. Stay with me.
Each client
has a unique situation.
Each client is first and foremost
an individual.
Each client with Onesti Investment Advisors has a different set of goals,
time frames,
risk tolerance,
and needs.
But the philosophy at Onesti Investment Advisors always remains the same.
1.
The preservation of capital.
2.
Consistent profitability. And
3.
The pursuit of superior returns.
In that order.
CFP certificate, John Onesti has over 14 years in the financial services industry and understands the complexities of today's markets. At Onesti Investment Advisors, we have no conflicts of interest, so we look out for you, our client. The better you do,
the better we do.
To learn more about our products and services, call Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Visit us online at onestiadvisors.com or
click on our banner ad on the RBN website.
Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Here again, Alan Stang.
Again, our telephone number, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to come aboard, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Now, the website Fight the Smears, says it is fighting this smear. This is a smear, it says. Why is it a smear? All we're asking for is proof that the man is qualified to occupy the job he is running for. So until, I think this is reasonable, ladies and gentlemen, until Senator Hussein has agreed to spring his birth certificate from the vault and let us look at it, we're going to have to assume that he is an illegal alien. Again, he could cure that belief in just a moment with one telephone call. But since he hasn't made the call, since he doesn't apparently doesn't plan to do anything about it, we're going to assume that he is what Philberg says he is, an illegal alien, and therefore that his occupancy of the office of president, should he be elected to that post, would be illegal. And of course, you know, have we considered this? It just occurs to me. Suppose he is elected at any time. At any time, he could be removed simply by virtue of the fact that he wasn't qualified to be there in the first place. It's a remarkable situation, ladies and gentlemen, utterly remarkable. But so is everything else about this campaign. We now have a video you can see on, well, it's an audio, but you can hear it on YouTube, an audio on YouTube from the year 2001, I guess it is, in which Senator Hussein, at that time an Illinois state senator apparently, is talking again about how he wants the redistribution of wealth. So this Joe the Plumber conversation he had recently was not something just an off-the-cuff mistake that he doesn't really believe. He wants redistribution of the wealth, he says. And, you know, if you remember going back to school, when communism was defined for you in school, the absolutely simplest explanation you were given, the definition, was communism wants redistribution of the wealth. So you've got a candidate for president who is a communist and an illegal alien, in addition to a whole host of other disabilities that he suffers from. It's utterly unbelievable. All right, let's see what happens here, because remember, lawyer Phil Berg, Democrat lawyer Phil Berg. Again, remember, this started out with a Democrat Party official, not a Republican. Phil Berg says he is appealing, he is appealing to the U.S. Supreme Court. Let's see what happens there. The presumption is that the U.S. Supreme Court knows more about the Constitution than this sorry excuse for a federal judge there in Philadelphia, Surik, this bird named Surik. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Now, meanwhile, let's go out to Denver. Denver, federal judge, U.S. District Judge, federal judge Edward Nottingham. Edward Nottingham has resigned. He's quit the job as federal judge, resigning, leaving the bench. He sent his resignation in a letter to President Jorge W. Bush. He's only 60 years old. Why would he resign? His Honor, I guess we don't have to call him that anymore, do we? Since he's quit, Ed, we can call him just old Ed Nottingham. Would that be all right, Ed? He was appointed in 1989. So let's see, 1989. He's been on the federal bench for almost 20 years. He's now resigned. He was firmly linked to a ring of high-priced call girls, prostitutes. And in fact, he is accused of asking one of these hookers that he patronizes to lie about his relationship with her. He asked this hooker to testify that he was not one of her customers. And they felt, the people, I guess, felt there that it would be a somewhat inappropriate and mildly embarrassing to have a judge spending his off-the-bench hours in whorehouses there in Denver in the company of high-priced hookers. And so he has quit. He was appointed by President Bush 1. President Bush 1. He's a Republican. Let's take another break. We'll be back with more in a moment. Stay with me.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Flu and cold season are almost here. I watch as many rush to inject themselves with a magic potion of drugs to prevent sickness, never knowing what's in the needle. Now that's a form of trust I don't have. What's my choice? Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea cleanses the body from chemicals, toxins, parasites, and more. And the ingredients are written on the package. It's all natural, it's safe, and of course, it works. My name is Ronnie McMullen, host of the national talk show program, The Prophetic Watch. I wouldn't put my name and approval on this product if it didn't work. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Operators are waiting. Take charge of your life. GetTheTea.com.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Here again, Alan Stang.
Again, our telephone number, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to come aboard today's edition of The Sting of Stang, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. One of the people I write about in the area of electronic medicine, which of course is the title of one of my books, is a lady who went to the dentist. He found four cavities, x-rayed, four cavities. But he told her he was so covered up, he could not take care of them at that moment. He suggested that she come back in 90 days. And at that time, he would fill them all four cavities. She comes back in 90 days, gets into the chair, the dentist goes into her mouth. He can't find the cavities. Naturally, he's perplexed. He calls the nurse in, asks her to bring the x-rays. He looks at the x-rays, and there are the cavities, 1, 2, 3, 4, just as he had remembered them. But he goes back into her mouth and the cavities are gone. He tells the nurse,
Well, you brought me the wrong x-rays here. You've made some mistake. The nurse says, no, doctor, look, here's the folder. Here's the patient's name. These are her x-rays. The dentist was utterly mystified. Here's what happened. During the 90 days, while she was waiting, while the lady was waiting to get back to the dentist so he could do the cavities, she was using every day, almost every day, was using a cold laser, sometimes called a cold laser, a soft laser, a low-level laser. And the use of this laser closed up her cavities. Again, this is not the kind of laser that Goldfinger used and almost succeeded in emasculating James Bond. This is, again, it's a low-level, soft, cold laser. Completely safe in operation. And in fact, the federal government is buying thousands of these cold lasers for use by our troops in battle, in combat, because these lasers are known to heal wounds. And so the idea is when one of our men is wounded, sadly, he can immediately go to work on himself even before the medevac people arrive. He can go to work on himself with the laser because these cold lasers have been proven to be so helpful in the healing of wounds. As a matter of fact, in my book, Electronic Medicine, I point out that orthopedic surgeons would not be surprised by this at all because orthopedic surgeons routinely use these cold lasers to heal fractures. They set the fracture and then stick a cold laser on it, and the laser helps quickly to heal the fracture. So this is not mysterious at all. Well known to orthopedic surgeons, this application, this practical application of the cold laser. Now, of course, Eagle Research has designed and marketed one of these lasers, and the advantage of the Eagle Research cold laser is its ease of use. You just push one button, literally one button. It's so easy to use, and it's relatively economical if you compare the cost of the Eagle Research cold laser to others in its class. You will see that it is remarkably inexpensive. I use the cold laser, the Eagle Research cold laser, myself every other day. I use it myself. Now, if you'd like more information about all of this, it's very simple. Simply go to my website, alanstang.com, and take a look. Go to alanstang.com. Click on Health at the right side of the page. You'll find a wealth of material about all of these questions. You can click on Store at the top of the home page and then on Eagle Research, and you'll see photographs. You'll see pictures of the different instruments, the Eagle Research instruments. And then if you have a question, get in touch with us. We'd be happy to answer any questions you have. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Back to the financial problem. We've gotten rid of politics for today. That's all the politics we're going to discuss. Remember, with regard to the Federal Reserve, the non-federal, non-reserve system, the biggest argument that we were given back in the beginning, 1913, and thereafter, before and after, that we're still given. Of course, they don't say this anymore, do they? But for years, when they were trying to inflict the Federal Reserve on us, they told us we must have the Federal Reserve because the Fed is what we need to prevent the cyclical behavior of the economy, the boom and bust. There were booms and busts tremendous cyclical behavior. And we were told this Federal Reserve System, they were calling it, would stop that boom and bust behavior of the economy. In fact, we now know that it was the people behind the Fed who were deliberately creating the boom and bust to create the spurious reason for the non-federal, non-reserve system. And has it not been the case? Here you don't need that. This is not speculation. It's not anything you can argue about. Since the Fed, we've had worse boom and bust, more bigger boom and bust, more cycles than we ever had before. Isn't that the case? 1929 and thereafter. And now you've got the biggest boom and bust, the biggest cyclical behavior up and down than we have ever had in the history of the country. Which, of course, totally destroys the spurious reason for the existence of the non-federal, non-reserve system. And there is now a movement up and running across the United States. You will hear more about it. We shall tell you more about it as the time passes. A movement to abolish this non-federal, non-reserve system, which was sneaked over on us on December 23rd, 1913, after most members of Congress had gone home. The thing smelled so badly even then, they could not have put it over while Congress was in complete session. They could never have gotten it passed. They had to sneak it through late at night when everyone else had gone home. Stinks to high heaven. Let's go to the phones, ladies and gentlemen, and take a call. Let's go to Alabama. Carl, you're on the air with Alan Stang.
Yes, sir. I'm just an old fogey. I'm a Korean War veteran. But in our state, in Alabama, the Secretary of State is charged with making the qualifications for a candidate to put them on the ballot. Wouldn't that be the proper place to file? I know several times people running for Congress, not several. I remember one time it. They hadn't been in the district long enough, and the Secretary of State disqualified them. So every state has somebody qualified to put them on the ballot, Secretary of State, whatever they call them. I think that'd be the proper place to file.
Yes, Carl. In fact, Carl, across the country, Phil Berg, of course, was the first one.
Yeah, he went to federal court.
He was the first one, right. He went into federal court. But now, as I understand it, there are many people across the country, in states across the country, who are filing in a state court, in federal court, state agencies, demanding that Hussein, Senator Hussein, produce proof that he is actually qualified to be president. So I think you've got a good idea there, Carl. Still is time. There's still 8 days before the election. There still is plenty of time for you to get into your state at courts and agencies there in Alabama and file there, sure.
Yeah, every state has either Secretary of State that takes care and makes sure everybody's qualified. I think you got to be in Alabama 6 months to a year to run for office. So,
that's
a congressional office. That's a federal office. And the Secretary of State in our state takes care of that, and it's in every state somebody does. So,
yes,
that's
exactly
a proper
right.
place to file. I think the federal courts, you're not going to get nothing out of them.
Okay, Carl, great idea. Thank you so much for calling. Good call Carl in Alabama. Yes. Every state, as Carl says, ladies and gentlemen, every state has its own laws, its own election laws. Every state has requirements, qualifications for election to various offices. I mean, this is the most routine, the most standard thing in elections, in election law in this country. The Democrats are creating the impression this is so bizarre, asking for proof, asking to see Senator Hussein's birth certificate. They're creating the impression, or trying to, of course they're not succeeding, that this is some kind of a very unusual request. Imagine asking to see the man's birth certificate. It's the most routine thing you could think of. All we want to know is the man says he was born in the United States. He's a natural born American. Okay, that's fine. Let's see your birth certificate. I mean, what could be more routine than that? And again, imagine at this point, after this has gone this far, imagine he could get a heck of a lot of political mileage out of this if he just would open up, open the vault in Honolulu, let everybody see his original birth certificate, and that would really shut Phil Berg up, wouldn't it? It would really be embarrassing, as a matter of fact. You see, Phil, he's a natural-born citizen all along. You created this ruckus, this stink, for no reason. You wasted our time. It would be a political blockbuster. So again, the fact that he doesn't do it, the fact that he doesn't do it is proof that the man is an illegal alien, is totally unqualified to be president. And you Democrats need to remember, should he be elected next week, at any time he could be removed for this reason. Once it becomes sufficiently known around the country that the man is an illegal alien. All right. Again, ladies and gentlemen, there is a movement to abolish the non-federal, non-reserve system. It is gathering strength. People are meeting in different groups for the purpose around the country. It's very exciting. The non-federal, non-reserve system has finally been exposed as the fraud that it always has been, the swindle it always has been from the very beginning. The head of it right now, of course, Helicopter Ben Bernanke. Remember, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, I think I mentioned this last week. Remember that during World War II, the German high command concocted this operation. They called it Operation Bernhard. Operation Bernhard. They went to the concentration camps and they culled out of the concentration camps some brilliant people they had locked up, engravers, artists. They forged tons of British banknotes, pound notes. The idea was they were going to fly over London and dump out tons of banknotes, the idea being that the inflation they would create would destroy the British pound and cripple the Allied war effort. This was the plan, and Helicopter Ben boasts about doing the same thing here, as the Germans were planning to do to the British in Operation Bernhard during World War II. Interesting, is it not? Now we have insurers, insurance companies, we have car makers, we have American subsidiaries of foreign banks, that's right, American subsidiaries of foreign banks. They all want a piece of the bailout, of the so-called bailout. The swindle, they call it a bailout, a rescue. Remember, it was designed to save the huge American investment banks there on the street, on Wall Street. But now you've got the car makers, insurance companies, American subsidiaries of foreign banks, who knows who else. They all are clamoring for a piece of the action. There also, ladies and gentlemen, there now are pretty substantial rumors. I haven't mentioned these things yet, because It was just a rumor at the time, but now it does appear possible that the markets will even close for as long as a week. There will be no trading for a week because the markets could close so that they could try to revamp. They could try to get a week's reprieve is what it would amount, a week-long reprieve. But this thing, I can assure you, ladies and gentlemen, is just beginning. All of the problems we have seen so far, the mortgage problems, the phony mortgages, the fraud committed on the loan applications, the collapse of the biggest banks, WaMu, and so on, the disappearance of companies, monster companies like Merrill Lynch and Lehman Brothers, doesn't amount to anything. This is just the beginning. It's not the end. The beginning of the collapse. Let's take another quick break. We'll be back with more in a moment. Stay with me.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Let me tell you why I take Beta Prostate. As a man, I know my chances of having an enlarged prostate is pretty good. As a matter of fact, by the age of 40, our prostate can swell to the size of an apricot. And by age 60, our prostate can enlarge to the size of a lemon. Now, your prostate is right next to your bladder, so this is the main reason why men are up all night going to the bathroom. A good night's sleep is important for every man and their wives, since every time you wake up, she wakes up. So what do? You see your doctor for checkups, eat a healthy diet, and take what I take. It's called Beta Prostate, and it's a natural supplement that helps maintain prostate health. Over 2 million bottles of Beta Prostate have been sold. Why? Because it works. Try it free today by calling 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. Don't put this call off until tomorrow. Try it free today. Dial 1-800-362-5848.
Here again, Alan Stang.
As you know, ladies and gentlemen, I always try to find the good in the bad. I always try to find something hopeful to present to you. It's not all bad. There are some good things here, ladies and gentlemen. The New York Times, the lie paper, the biggest lie paper in the country, the New York Times, a fraud. Just the name of it is a fraud. The New York Times, which has collaborated in the imposition of communism on one country after another around the world. The New York Times, it's as much a communist newspaper as the old Daily Worker used to be of the Communist Party. It's a lie paper from beginning to end, ladies and gentlemen. Now comes word that last week, S&P, Standard and Poor, cut the debt rating of the New York Times to junk. The outlook on the rating is negative. Within the next 2 years, there will be another downgrade, we are told, by Standard and Poor. S&P cut the Times corporate credit rating by one notch to BBB-. This is apparently the lowest investment grade you can get. So the New York Times is in the toilet where it belongs. So again, it's not all bad. There are some bright spots. Chrysler, as you know, Chrysler is now in merger talks with General Motors. Chrysler is going to cut 1,825 jobs. It's going to shut a factory in Delaware a year early. It's going to cut output at an Ohio plant because of severely slumping utility vehicle sales. Next month, Chrysler will begin offering early retirements and buyouts to about 17,332 salaried employees. Going to offer them early retirements and buyouts, and the same thing to an undisclosed number of people who work for other companies under contract with the automaker. So Chrysler, again, is on the ropes. Remember, in the early 80s, Chrysler was about to go bankrupt. It was saved by a grant from the federal government. That was an isolated situation. Now you have the possibility that Chrysler and General Motors will merge. General Motors itself on the ropes. Ford Motor Company on the ropes. The entire auto industry in this country on the ropes. So, again, ladies and gentlemen, please do not get the idea that this thing in any way is over. What we've seen so far is just the beginning of the collapse. As bad as these different collapses, as nerve-wracking as they have been, yes, we recognize that. But what we're talking about is simply the beginning of the dismantlement of the American financial structure. All right, that's another edition of The Sting of Staying. Thanks for being with us. Be with us tomorrow, same time, same place. Until then, remember, as always, arm yourselves.
Let me tell you why I